America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We earlier heard Governor Jeff Landry's press conference, and I was really moved by a lot of the pre-staging that was done and was talked about by Jacques Thibodeau, the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, and he joins us now. Jacques, welcome to the show.
Good. I also have our state climatologist and GOSEP employee Jay Grimes with me.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good. Good to talk to you.
So, Jay, why don't we start with you first? The next advisory comes out in about 30 minutes, and I know you guys always kind of get a little sneak preview of what's happening. What do we see going on as it relates to the storm?
Well, certainly not expecting much in any kind of change. Crescent City obviously bracing for a pretty significant hit, although it looks like the hurricane-force winds may stay just to the west of New Orleans, but you're looking at a number of hours, could be 10 or 12 hours of off and on winds that are at tropical storm force.
So is there an increase in the wind field, or has that kind of stayed the same?
It stayed pretty consistent over the last advisory or two. Now, with this upcoming advisory, we're not going to get a change in the track or in the basic wind field. It's really more of just a positional update. The next update with that more critical information doesn't come out until 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock.
I don't expect to see much of a change at 4 either. By 4 o'clock, you're really on the verge of having the first low-end tropical storm force winds moving into the metro area. And then again, over the following 10 or 12 hours, it won't be consistent tropical storm force, but they'll be in and out of the metro area into the early morning hours on Thursday.
And we're pretty confident that it'll stay as a Cat 1.
Well, it's going to be right on the cusp, Cat 1. If it goes to Cat 2, it'll just be a very minor bump up, not a major change. The good news here is all of the guidance shows the storm weakening fairly rapidly, regardless of whether it's a high 1 or a low 2, so that the hurricane wind envelope will collapse fairly quickly, and that's good news for Metro New Orleans. But that tropical storm envelope, that's going to make its way all the way up into southwestern Mississippi.
And we just received our first tornado warning in this area for Plaquemines Parish. Jacques, I was, having gone through this process myself, for a long, long time in my previous career, it's always encouraging to hear when we're pre-staging assets in anticipation of certain things happening, because we know they typically, unfortunately, always happen, right? And getting the roads cleared and being able to get the assets into a geographic area in a shorter period of time is actually so critical during the recovery phase.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is major movements, right? We're talking about, we're doing this in conjunction with all of those responders from the sheriff's offices, the police offices, the fire departments, the EMSs, all the National Guard, all the state agencies, the state police. It's a major movement. I don't think people realize just how many resources that we put in place to recover from these storms.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's just so critical in the aftermath. And a lot of times we don't really talk about this, Jacques, but you know this better than most. It could be the difference of someone living or someone dying, you know, a downed tree or whatever it may be, and being able to get there as quickly as possible.
Oh, absolutely. Particularly when you're going to talk about that immediate time frame of the 12 hours after a storm, where maybe you can't get aviation assets in there because the winds are too much. It comes down to the people on the ground that can get there with the high water vehicles and the people that are willing to run to the sound of the crisis versus running away. It's all those first responders. So it does. It's a life and death issue, and it's something that is very sobering to know that we have that responsibility, and I commend all those first responders that commit to doing that.
Guys, if y'all could stay with us one moment, we have breaking news, a weather update. We'll go to Ian Ozan. Ian?
Thank you, Newell. More information about that tornado warning in Plaquemines Parish. According to the National Weather Service, that the warning is in effect for the Burris Triumph area and Empire, as well as the Boothville and Port Sulphur areas. That expires at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The radar is indicating rotation. If you live in those areas of Plaquemines Parish, take shelter now. Again, that tornado warning for Plaquemines Parish in effect until 1 o'clock. That's for Burris Triumph, Port Sulphur, as well as the Boothville areas.
Thank you so much, Ian. Jay, back to you. This is what you were just talking about. Here we are. Landfall is still, 4 or 5 hours away, and it's starting.
Right. We're already seeing those rain bands wrapping in, as you just heard. And particularly for folks that live, if you sort of drew a line from, say, Houma to Hammond, anybody on the east side of that line is certainly going to have at least a concern about tornadic development. That's where the rain bands are going to be setting up for the next several hours into the night. And embedded within those rain bands, that's where you get the heaviest winds, those occasional big, hard downpours, and like you're seeing already down in Plaquemines Parish, potential for quick spin-up tornadoes.
Yeah, absolutely. Jacques, back to you. I was talking with Paul Rainwater earlier, and it was really encouraging to hear the level of collaboration and coordination between the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board, the task force of the governor, your office as well, and Jay and your staff too, collectively coming together and really talking about best case, worst case scenario, and putting together these potential eventualities and how we would respond. It's that type of collaboration and coordination that really minimizes adverse impact in any geographic area, because you leave no stone unturned, right?
Absolutely. Yesterday, when we participated in that call with all of the agencies, it was about an hour and 15 minutes with the governor, GOSEP, the Sewage and Water Board. We had the Public Service Commission in there. We had LDH in there. We had the CPRA in there. It was very impressive, as well as the Office of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans was there. It was very impressive to listen to all of these agencies come together, because the water in New Orleans and the Sewage and Water Board is so critical to draining the city. It was impressive to be a part of, and I was very much satisfied with the results that came out of that call.
Well, guys, we will be on, obviously, through the evening. We'll check back with y'all if you're available later on this evening. I'll come back from 8 to 12, which is going to be right there in the middle of the impact of the storm here. And we really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day today to join us. Thank you so much, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a great day.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.